In the years preceding the reclamation, north of the river extended the pond of Macarese with the marshes of Porto, Campo Salino. The landscape was mainly formed by wooded areas and marshland which, given the impossibility of stagnant water to flow to the sea, covered the entire area in an almost permanent way. Between 1858 and 1868 the technicians of the Pontifical State had attempted the hydraulic rehabilitation of some coastal areas but, their attempts, had no great fortune. Soon the areas that had been affected by the work returned to their unhealthy and marshy state. When in 1878 the Tayari State promulgated the first laws for the hydraulic rehabilitation of the Agro Romano, Macarese, and all the coastline were areas occupied by ponds and marshes, where malaria and other diseases made the settlement impossible and risky. To see the first work of reclamation, marked by a certain Organi city, had to wait for the 1884, or 14 years from the first unsuccessful attempt. We start DIY action of hydraulic rehabilitation of the ponds of Ostia and Macarese. To fulfill the objective was called the General Association of the Laborers of Ravenna. On November 24, 1884 went to the Agro Romano 500 laborers and 50 women Ravenna who, from there to little, become the protagonists of the reclamation of Macarese. The directives contained in the reclamation agreement provided F. are the conclusion of the work within 48 months of their commencement but, the many difficulties encountered in the execution, slipped the delivery of much, it would take 7 long years to finish the budgeted works. The arrival of the laborers Romagnoli was the result of the severe economic crisis of the 80s of the 19th century. The crisis that had affected the entire peninsula in Roman had been particularly serious. The almost festive atmosphere that had marked the journey from Ravenna to Rome faded away as soon as the workers saw the desolating plague that awaited them. The discomfort was immediately enormous and the beautiful songs sung during the journey seemed immediately a distant memory, almost remote. Soon after the sadness and dejection changed in anger and, as soon as the leaders of the cooperative, the laborers began to protest with all their forces denouncing the terrible condition of those lands that, in their view, would cause only death and misery by making any attempt at reclamation. To raise the tension further we also put a guardian of the place that, with making almost ironic, told the laborers that in those lands would not have lived even the devil. In the face of such a situation many would have returned to their homeland preferring to vacate for a job rather than having it quietly but in almost inhuman conditions. The laborers of Romagna, however, remained in the Roman coast and showed all their tempering and their aptitude for sacrifice. Our thoughts go to all those people, Ravennati but also Campani and Veneti, who throughout history have worked hard to transform this territory into a habitable place and free from diseases, such as malaria. It is estimated that in only 1934 were 600 victims of this disease. Also thanks to their sacrifice today we can live in these lands so beautiful, but also so wild, never completely tamed by man. We want to remember them and thank them from the depths of our hearts.